Action item number 22, report and possible discussion on Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line, John Hoffman.
This item is an update for you on the Williamson County Raw Water Line, and in particular on the intake structure at Lake Stillhouse Hollow. Just as a refresher, this is the raw water line that services Georgetown, Round Rock, Brushy Creek Municipal Utility District, Chisholm Trail Special Utility District, and Jonah Water Special Utility District. And this next slide, this picture here is a picture looking from the land out onto the lake of the intake structure. Next slide, please.
That picture must have been made yesterday, right? It didn't look like that last week.
No, no. This picture right here is looking from the uppermost deck, or what I'll refer to as the first deck, down on the second deck where the pumps are. These are the two existing pumps for the raw water line. Now, the way that this thing was set up was we built the pipeline, and then we started to put the pumps online in kind of a phased manner. So for the initial increment of water that we put in the pipeline, we have these two. There are 1,250 horsepower pumps. There's two of them that are on there. When both of them are running 24/7, we can move about 26 million gallons a day. That's if everything's going right and they're both operating the way they're supposed to. We did that all through the summer, during the droughty part of the summer here, and the customers were using about, what was it, David, like 52?
About 56 million.
56 million gallons a day. So we couldn't keep up with them. We had already started working on trying to upgrade these pumps and install some bigger pumps so that we could keep up with them. And that was the plan that we started working on with CDM, our Camp Dresser and McKee. CDM did the work on the facility and looked and came back to us after doing some modeling and said, we recommend that y'all install two more 2,500 horsepower pumps on there. And what that will do is allow you guys to get up to 43,000 acre-feet of capacity. We've sold 61,000 acre-feet of water through that pipeline, so at some point there'll be a phase three pump project that we'll do sometime out in the future. But the first two pumps get us to that 43,000 acre feet. Now, this is looking down on that second deck, and what you'll notice is these little holes here are for the future pumps that come out there. We've installed on the first two, and these four are for future expansions. Next slide. Now, if you go underneath that deck, in between the second deck and the third deck, there's a stairwell, and you look up, and this is looking at the underside of those two pumps, and this is where the piping comes down out of that second deck, eventually through the third deck and down to the floor of the lake. Next slide. That is, to be specific, the third deck, looking at the third deck where it comes down through there. I'm right about that third deck, correct? Go to the next slide, please. Now, the reason why I'm being so pedantic in all of this and laying this out so deliberately is during the course of doing the structural analysis for this project, our guys started asking questions to the engineering company about the structural integrity of the intake facility itself. And as we pushed on that a little bit, one of the things that we determined was that CDM had to do some further analysis on the structural integrity of the facility. And when they did that, they came back and said, hey, guys, when we look at this, before we put these additional pumps on here, there's some structural work that we need to do to the intake. They want to see at CDM some additional buttressing, if you will. This is the underside of that deck, of that second deck. And you'll notice these concrete reinforced beams that run and a patchwork across the underside of that. They have basically identified some weaknesses, if you will, within the structure, and in particular, where the structure faces the land side of the intake. They are in the process right now of coming up with the plan for doing that structural work. So what they've done is they've come to us to say, hey, you guys need some structural work, but they haven't gone the next step to say, and this is what the plan for the structural work looks like, and this is how much it's going to cost. What they have told us is that it's probably going to take 4 or 5 weeks additional to what we had already kind of planned in this timeline for us to do this structural work, because you don't want to do the installation of the new 2,500 horsepower pumps until you've done this structural work.
How old is that facility?
1999.
Who designed it?
HDR Engineering designed the facility.
It seems to me if they've got room for six pumps, and we've got two there, and we say if we add two more, then we're not sound. Somebody back there who designed it ought to be kind of called on the carpet and say, hey, wait a minute, guys.
There's some obvious questions that get begged in that, but you'll also remember that this whole thing was the subject of a massive amount of litigation. We had this whole pipeline rebuilt in 2003 and 2004, and we had to go to the mat with the security company to get them to pay for all of that work. We basically rebuilt this pipeline. We got a $20 million pipeline that cost almost $40 million. As a product of that litigation, there were some settlement agreements that were put in place that will probably affect the question that you just asked.
I understand.
Right. So
it's a great question.
It is a spot-on question. The biggest thing for us is,
and we're not allowing them to do anything else for us, are we?
I'm on the record. One of the things that is interesting about this whole discussion is when we started putting this together and had it on y'all's agenda, we were still looking at a Lake Georgetown that was 16 feet low. And we really literally were counting weeks as to when we could get these new pumps online, because we were looking at the middle of the summer next year. And the water users down there in Williamson County right now, their demand has just peaked so much, and especially because of the drought, that we couldn't keep up with them. And Lake Georgetown was dropping faster than we could put water in the lake, and we were getting within feet of their intakes, the tops of their intakes, where they start sucking air. So it was really tight. Now, as of today, David Wheelock tells me we're in the flood pool at Lake Georgetown. So it's a much better place to be. We've told the customers that we're pulling out of our drought restrictions because the lake elevations beg it. David Wheelock and Brad and those guys in Water Services will now go back and remodel and say, okay, let's just assume for a second that this is a blip on the screen. We filled the lake up, but it goes back to no inflows and peak water usage. How much time do we have? How much time do we have to get the structural work done and get these new pumps done? So we're still going to keep the throttle all the way down on trying to get these pumps online, because we don't know if that's not the case. If we go back to no inflows and peak water usage, you can watch that lake elevation go just track down, especially when you get into July, August, and September.
I'm not a hydrologist, but we've got this big pipe, and we're pumping in there with two pumps. If we pump in there with four pumps and two of them even bigger, we'll put more water through the same size pipe?
Yes, sir. It increases the velocity of the water going through the pipe and the pressure under which it's on. Yes, it's a 48-inch line.
Well, that's I know it's a huge pipe, but I was just wondering we're already filling it up and running through there. You know.
What you'll do is you will increase the amount of power that it takes to put water in the line, and the amount of pressure that's in the line, and the amount of friction that water causes as it goes through the line.
What size are these suction lines?
You know, I don't know what size the cans are. Mark, do you know what size the can are?
6 inch.
A diameter.
54 inch. Two cans are 54.
I know. The suction lines.
The pipelines.
Intake, yeah.
The pipelines themselves, I'm assuming, are, I want to say those things are like, what, 36?
30 inch.
30 inch?
No, the ones coming below the
down. Yes, 30 inch.
Going down into the pipes? Coming down through the floor?
Wait, before he goes back, I'm having...
Once going down through the floor.
Yeah. Yeah, 30 inch.
30 inch?
Looks like it.
They sure don't look like it.
They're steel.
They don't look like 30 inch.
Sir.
I think I figured out the answer to this, but we're adding two new pumps.
Okay. Two new really big pumps.
Well, that's big, but we only go from 26 million to 43 million in capacity.
We changed units of measure on you. We move 26 million gallons a day.
Right.
Our new ability will be 43,000 acre feet per day.
You got me. So now, translate that into million gallons here, so I can.
I'll have to get one of the engineers to convert what our existing capacity is in acre feet now for you, but. It'll What is 26 MGD as far as acre feet per year?
I wish I could tell you off the top of my head. Wow. I don't.
We can convert it and tell you. I don't have it off the top of my head, obviously.
Let me ask you, will it be close to what the horsepower ratio is, which would be going up?
No, it's there's a proportionate amount of power necessary to put there's a decreasing rate of return that comes in over time.
You're putting more pressure.
Yes, sir. A proportionate increase in power is not equate to a proportionate increase in water.
And there was some talk for a while about needing a spare pump.
Yes, sir. The city of Round Rock in particular was asking about purchasing a spare 1250 and having it installed. It was going to buy about 60 days under the old timeline that we were working on, and it was going to cost $1 million. The other customers balked.
Yeah, this eliminates that need, right?
That whole question becomes an academic one.
We did order the spare parts.
Yeah. Now, we ordered a new bottom assembly and impellers and all that kind of stuff so that if something happened within that tube that you saw up there, that we could fix it. But we didn't order another 1250.
A lot of those parts take anywhere from 12 to 14 weeks to get. So the customers wanted us to order
right
to the tune of about 70 grand.
We'll work, and they'll still be spare parts for the future, even after the
2500s
are put in.
Now, when the 2500s come online, as of right now, they haven't authorized us to buy additional bottom assemblies and everything for those yet. And there's an open question for the customers as to whether the way that they want to spend that money or not. In the past, they all said no. Now, in the future, they may, as a result of what's happened during this last year, the dependence of these communities on this pipeline was seriously underscored by what they experienced this summer. If that something happens to that pipeline, either the pipeline itself or its ability to operate, they've got problems in short order. So
what is the new timeline?
Sir?
What is the timeline today?
Right now, the timeline is going to be looking at somewhere around August. Unless CDM comes back with something really squirrely and something out of the ordinary. We're talking, as you can imagine, we're talking to CDM on a daily basis. Mark Stendahl and his guys are literally on top of those guys and on top of the pump manufacturers, cracking the whip on them. And just because it's rained out there is not going to make us back off of that timeline.
August for completion, having the pumps installed.
Yes, sir. Operation
online.
Operate everything right now, because it's been so dry, had been based on being operational. By it looked like it was going to be June until this thing came up, and now we're somewhere in the, isn't it August, Mark? August timeline for operational based on what we think we know now.
One
understanding.
Pump, one pump operational late August.
One additional 2,500 horse pump, not both of them. And let's be clear, too, from an operational standpoint, we won't ever have all four of those online.
That's built-in redundancy. That's really good. So we'll either have two large pumps operating or one large and two small.
We went over 18 months, 24/7, pumping water from Steelhouse Hall down to Lake Georgetown.
What's the capacity of the line?
How many pumps do you have?
The overall capacity is limited by the pump size right now. At the end of the day, when it's all installed, we'll be able to move over 60,000 acre feet per year through that pipeline.
We're not going to outgrow the pipeline then, what you're saying.
No, we're going to push that pipeline to its structural capacity.
How much are we pumping? What's their use?
Right now, their use, well, at peak demand during the hottest part of the summer, their use was 54 million gallons a day.
You said max on the line is 60?
Yes, sir. The max on the line out in the future, we're talking two different units of
measurement. Well, you did it to me. You did the same thing.
we're going. When I think in terms of the raw water line, we talk about it in terms of acre feet.
Just trying to see how much margin we have.
You have everything.
There will
be some months, even with all the pumps, that you have little to no margin. But the idea is that during August, late July and August, cities use three times more water than they use the majority of the rest of the year. For example, now, 2 weeks ago, all five customers combined out of Lake Georgetown, it was around 15 million gallons a day. So this goes to show you a couple of things. One is how much irrigation water they use. And
how long do you think this line will serve the interests of Georgetown and Round Rock?
It's a 50-plus year asset.
Okay. That's what it translates to in my
mind. Yes, sir. And let's be clear, too. We've contracted for water out of Stillhouse and out of our system that will be run through that pipeline. We have not contracted with them more water than what that pipeline can move.
And the question that I've got is the fact that if we have a break in that pipeline, there's a major problem. Have we thought about redundancy and having two pipelines through the right-of-way?
Not two pipelines, no. Up until this point, there has not been any discussion about that. There have been discussions just recently about redundancy as far as pumps and having spare pumps and that kind of stuff assembled and literally on a shelf in a warehouse somewhere, because the lead time for these pumps, because they're so big, is so long. I mean, you can't go anywhere and get these off the rack. I mean, you got to special order these things, and they've got to be configured just exactly right. So what is going to happen probably is after we get done with this initial upgrade, we're going to have way more ability to move water than what their needs are for some time. During that time, we'll sit down with the customers and go, okay, guys, you've spent this money because they're paying the full freight for all of this. Now do you want to spend money, and how much do you want to spend on the redundancy that will give everybody the ability to sleep at night? Up until this point, they haven't been interested in paying for a lot of that. We saw a distinct change this summer during the drought, where people began to get very interested in spending whatever it took to maintain the capability.
For some.
And again, there wasn't universal agreement on that. There's five customers, and when you've got a multi-party deal with five customers, the only thing you can be sure of is you're not going to get very many unanimous votes.
Terrorism comes to mind.
What happened if, heaven forbid, something happened along those lines? I know they spend a lot of time engineering this thing to try to keep from having any type of hydraulic issues, such as some type of a hammer or something like that could develop and damage the line to the point where it was no longer operational. We have a lot of pressure relief valves that were installed along that line because of that very reason.
So the five customers, Georgetown, Round Rock, and Gerald, and
Jonah Water Sud, Brushy Creek Mud, which is right outside of Round Rock, and then Chisholm Trail Special Utility District.
Any more questions for John? John, thanks.
Yes.
Thanks for the update.